Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A 35-year-old man was arrested for domestic violence and an outstanding warrant after a woman sought treatment at Campbell County Memorial Hospital. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette police officers responded to the hospital at around 2:40 a.m. on Wednesday morning, where they spoke to the 33-year-old woman and a 21-year-old woman, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. The 33-year-old woman told officers that a 35-year-old man who was drunk had allegedly hit her in the face three times and slammed her head on the dresser in an apartment on West 4J Road. The two women had left the apartment and went to the hospital so she could be evaluated for her injuries. The 35-year-old man was still at the apartment on 4J, and after learning his identity, they discovered there was a warrant for his arrest out of Colorado for absconding from parole. They responded to the address and entered the residence where they found him sleeping. After waking the man up, they observed he was highly intoxicated. Wasson said that he was arrested on the Colorado warrant and charged with domestic violence battery. He was transported to the detention center without further incident. Wyoming's court system will decide today, again, whether to block the state's newest abortion ban over individual rights concerns during a legal challenge to the ban's constitutionality. According to Cowboy State Daily, Teton County District Court Judge Melissa Owens has scheduled a 1 p.m. emergency hearing to consider a pro-choice coalition's request for a temporary restraining order of the recently passed Life is a Human Right Act, which bans nearly all abortions. Governor Mark Gordon let the act become law Saturday after declining to sign it. He said the law would get tied up in the court system, and he said he'd prefer that the legislature advance a ballot initiative to ban abortion in the Constitution instead of passing another law. House Bill 152 is a rewrite of the 2022 trigger ban that also would have banned nearly all abortions once the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. After the High Court did so, Owens blocked the ban almost as soon as it became effective, according to Cowboy State Daily. The new state abortion ban treats abortions as a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and $20,000 in fines, but has exceptions for multiple health conditions as well as rape and incest exceptions. It requires women to show a law enforcement report pertaining to the rape or incest against them to obtain an abortion on those grounds. The lawsuit was filed last Friday over the Life is a Human Right Act. They are asking Owens to block the law and ultimately declare it unconstitutional. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.